Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just bear with me here on the Mike O'Mara Show, doing a little cleaning here in the studio.
Wouldn't it have been better to use your end dust before the program?
Probably would have, but, you know, I'm pretty anal about this, and there's a story behind everything. And the fact is that one day in a land long ago, far, far away, I popped into the studio next door to ours because there was either something I had to record or I was just doing something, and they were. It was a studio that was utilized primarily by four young men who I watched cut their teeth in the radio business.
Four young men who are now 50.
Who are now 50 years old, who are actually breaking records for my time on the radio, which is kind of sad to me because I'll always believe that my time with the CBS Radio Corporation was cut short. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I walked into their studio to do something I don't remember. But what I remember is that during their broadcasts, they all used laptops. And they, if you watch them on their stream, on their feed, you will see they're always busily looking at laptops because they talk a lot of sports and
stats.
There are a lot of statistics that have to go back and forth, and that's part of their thing. And of course, I use a computer, and everybody pretty much in broadcasting has a laptop. Oscar's got one in front of him.
I don't remember a time being on a major market radio station without a computer in front of me.
I remember a time being on a major market radio station without a computer in front of me and a lit cigarette in my left hand for the entire broadcast. That's how old I am. So that's, just thought I'd tell that story. But
Where would you ash? Like an ashtray in the studio?
Oh, I ashed in all sorts of that. Probably had an ashtray in the studio. Yeah, I think I had an ashtray.
You were smoking when you started the Morning Zoo, weren't you?
Yeah, smoking in the studio. Yeah,
oh, absolutely. My God, that is wild.
Yeah, I did that. It was very cool.
It's like Mad Men.
Go back and look at Johnny Carson. You know, I mean, you'll see.
He had a hidden ashtray in his desk in a drawer.
Yeah.
Johnny did.
He would smoke on TV?
And he would.
Oh, they all smoked on TV. Go back and look at the old shows.
Yeah, and like even in our era, you could occasionally see the smoke when he was coming back from spots.
Wow.
And he, you know when he'd smoke?
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's great to get just wild stuff. Wild stuff. How do you think you got this voice? Yes, sir. Huh?
You would catch him smoking if there was an unexpected laugh because he wasn't expecting.
You'd see him taking a big pull.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect him to get the cut to him in the two shot. And if he laughed, you'd see him holding the smoke. He'd be there with a choke in his hand. Yeah. Johnny.
Now he's dead, and Ed is dead, and Doc is still alive.
Yes.
But, anyway, so I walked into the studio, and I am sitting down and doing something. They weren't there. I know they weren't there. Were we using their studio for something? I have no idea.
Well, they used to go back and forth. The studios would switch back and forth. You might have been recording something.
But I sit down in front of a laptop, and on the screen of this laptop, I noticed a coating.
Ugh.
A coating of spidge that had been probably there since the laptops came into the studio.
Yeah.
And never cleaned. And I remember feeling just a minor wave of nausea come over me. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to be meticulous from this day forward. If I have one of these in my studio, and I shortly thereafter did, and ever since that, if there is the slightest little mark, slightest little piece of dust or whatever.
Discoloration.
I will scrub. And that's why on the Mike O'Mara Show, we're here to endorse Endust for electronic screen. No, I'm not doing that. I bought those on Amazon, though. That's
oh, good
it.
Man.
I got them on Amazon. So I noticed right before the show, and I still haven't gotten it perfect. It's very hard to, because you've got so busy a screen when you've got stuff here and there on a
what kind of
screen.
What kind of discoloration did you spot? Was it just essential oils from your body?
I don't know. It's just like little flecks of dust. There might have been a dead
some jam.
Skin.
There might have been a dead ant. No, it's not skin.
Jams.
Mr. Vomit, no, you don't need to make it grosser. Now,
well,
stop
most
that.
Most dust
please.
Is made of skin.
Skin. Mm-hmm. How is your screen, by the way? How is your
gorgeous.
Screen doing?
I just cleaned it.
Did you clean? You cleaned Rob's screen
last week.
And I clean it. You know what? You
on
mock
a regular
me.
Basis.
I have a special Apple issued wipe for my screen.
He does.
Watch this.
All right, let's see. He's whipping it out right now. Whip out your wipes.
The one thing we have as far as a culture here in the studio is
cleanliness.
We make sure we
Ta-da!
Clean.
See?
And the reason why we clean, Mike, is you know why? Because if you don't, no one else is going to.
So
here's
true.
The thing about it, though. I have been in radio studios across the country, and I remember the first time I went to a smaller market, but they were one of those clusters, and they had a lot of the radio stations in the cluster, and it was immaculate. And I've never, ever, I had never in my life been into a studio that was immaculate. WJFK was without question filthiest, foulest major market radio station. I remember, Rob, you remember this when it was one of the 8 or 9 times you produced the show before losing that job. You would, I would say, please, can we spruce things up for the studio? And Oscar, without Oscar in that studio, it would be the exact same way in our studio in Washington.
I would like to take some credit because I am anal about that.
You don't do it yourself.
No,
you
but
delegate
the
it.
Guys do it. The interns do it. Mac will come here and do it. We'll have Matt do it once in a while. Diego's great at it.
Empties the trash. You know what? The thing about WJFK was the sheer boredom during the outside of the Cornerstone shows. Every weekender would love to get a pencil and poke things that would be pokeable. Like the screen. Like, you know how you get like mesh on a microphone? I have a big windscreen. But if I take it off, there's mesh on my microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then he would just, you get like a weekender with a pencil and they just go pop, 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 pop. Because all they did was hit one button every 40 minutes. Pardon me while I put the screen
at the
back
mesh.
On.
I do not have a windscreen on my microphone and I'm looking at the mesh on it. And I'm looking at the front of it. This is a brand new microphone.
It's an RE20, isn't it?
I'm going to share this. This is going to gross you out.
Oh, no.
Tell us.
This is. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to show you.
Oh.
Because I don't know what it is, whether it's rust or what. I don't like have. I don't chew tobacco in this studio.
Oh, my God.
Gross. Those are pubes.
It's not pubes.
No, that's jam.
That's
jam. Definitely
is that,
jam.
Is that mouth jam?
Yeah, because jelly don't make that kind of noise.
No, but it's. I don't. I do a lot of impressions, and I use my instrument, but I will tell you I don't necessarily think that I'm hurling projectiles into the
microphone.
Now,
I have the same mic.
Does the top of it screw off that he could soak and clean it? Or how hard would it be to disassemble the front piece?
Oh, you can't.
Oh, man.
Yes, you can.
Oh, I don't know if you're supposed to do that, Mike.
Oh, God.
Well, no.
Yeah, maybe not.
No, don't do that.
Can we look it up and find out?
Yeah, this is not
the show today.
Electro Voice RE20. Okay, look it up.
There are actually little screw holes. I don't think you're supposed to just rip it off.
Oh, no. Oh, no, they're right there. Yeah. Oh, no, I just sheared it. Oh. I just sheared it off. What type of tool is going to allow me to take
What
that
kind
off?
Of tool is going to break his microphone?
It's a little Allen wrench, Mike.
Look at that. Yeah, what it's you like got? A little 3 millimeter.
By the way, in my home here, I'm goofy with Allen wrenches.
All right.
I got different sets everywhere. I say, by the way, those little Allen wrenches, when you get something you have to assemble that they send in the box, I keep all those in a baggie.
From China.
I got Chinese Allen wrenches all over. And I was watching the viral video of that that biatch on the Fox Sports Network somewhere, and she went on some sort of podcast and was slurring Mexicans and slurring Asians and no longer working as a Fox Sports reporter because she is out of there. But you know the thing.
But that was a roll of the dice because if you do that, Fox will either fire you or put you in management.
Or put you on Fox and Friends.
That's right.
In the right seat.
She's got an opinion.
Yeah, you're either fired, you have no career, or you become Brian Kilmeade. But anyway.
Sit next to Mr. Ducey, please.
Yes,
make
Steve
comfy.
Ducey. Cute little fancy reporter for Channel 4 and grew up to be a hawk. But anyway, so. The thing about it is when you're going to go on any media vehicle and you're going to hurl out racial epithets or you're going to hurl out racial slurs, you got to be smart enough to know that everybody's going to hear it. And she's stupid. And the fact is she was talking about Mexicans and saying something along the line. I believe the quote was, I didn't know they were smart. and she's stupid. Jeez. You see the irony there? That's she's an idiot, and rough. Now she lost her job. So anyway, you got to be careful. With
well,
what
that's
you say
that's not
day.
Even a fine line. That's
no.
Just, I mean,
no. She thought she was being funny, yeah. And she wasn't. If you're going to be funny, you have to craft it.
Yes,
you have to craft it. Like I'll give you an example of. It's not racial, but it's country to country humor.
Okay.
Rob Spiewak, for example.
Thank you.
For the longest amount of time, a joke that I believe has taken root mm-hmm. with our listening audience is the fact that the Canadians, all the majority of the Canadian population is massed along the border
like
with the United
it's
States.
It's not a joke. There's statistics that back it up that 98%.
See how he's doing that?
Of all mm-hmm. Canadians, 98% right. of all right. Canadian residents live within 50 feet of the U.S.-Canadian border.
These are his talking points.
And Rob has always said that they are preparing for an attack.
Always. They're just waiting that for funny. A moment where we look soft. And then,
yeah.
boom, Gord is coming in.
By the way, the Fox reporter, and incidentally, I'm just doing this off of memory because I didn't look, right. I don't have the blog in front of me. But the fact is they were referring, I believe, to a girl that was undocumented that became valedictorian
yes.
of her high school class. Someone intellectually that is so far superior to anything that, I don't want to use a bad word because
don't.
I'll be just like her. But that blonde lady spews out in her little sideline chasing the ball players. And by the way, somebody get me some statistics on that. There have been scandal after scandal after scandal with those sideline reporters, you know, with the Red Sox. I think they all end up marrying ballplayers. I don't know whether it's
the minor league to matrimony.
Stereotype.
Yeah.
So the thing about it, but here she is slamming this beautiful young lady who was valedictorian and decided that she was going to drop the bombshell that she was undocumented. And I thought that that was just... I thought that was just it made me
mad.
I don't want to go. I don't want. I don't want to go backwards, but I gotta know. Does your microphone have any appreciable odor?
I mean,
no, and you know me with odor. You
know, I know you would.
You
would
own up. I have the best nose in broadcasting.
Is that rust?
It can't be rust.
But it's not. It would not. Unless I have black lung disease and I'm spitting out coal dust.
Tacky to the touch.
No. Yes.
Oh, you know what it is? It's just spooge.
Yeah.
Spooge from your mouth.
I got to clean it. I'll be cleaning it today.
Yeah,
I
put Alan on it.
Can I be honest with you? I would like to really. I just noticed it yesterday because I literally don't stare. You know, I'm like, I'm on the radio. I don't do that. I just noticed it, and I now it's going to be really hard for me to even get through the show with it because I'd like to have a cleaning.
Would
solution.
You be so kind? Can you be kind, Mike? Can you take a close up photograph of your microphone and text it to Pony?
That's a great idea, Rob. No!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Happy Father's Day.
When did Father's Day start? I think it was started by Hallmark, I think. Tommy. Now, Tommy Newsom. Doc is up working in Las Vegas. Tommy is very close with his father. Tommy's father looks upon him as the son that he never had. And my father was a big influence in my life. Now, when I was back in Nebraska, growing up in a small town, I grew up in Norfolk, Nebraska. Every night, Dad... Somebody's applauding with one hand. What? Are you from Norfolk?
No.
Where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento.
Sacramento. It's net time tonight. Well, it's all right. That's nice of you to apply at Norfolk. But every Saturday night, he had a big influence on my life. Every Saturday night, he would...
Where were we?
I don't know. I was back in Norfolk. I don't know where the hell you're at, but I'm going back midway. Every Saturday night, he'd go down to the general store, sit around the cracker barrel...
Who and would do this?
What?
Who is this you're speaking of?
It was my father.
Oh, your father.
Back in Nebraska, who had a big influence on my career. This guy from Sacramento had screwed me. I'd have been through this by now. Every year at this time, Ed gets a Father's Day touching, handwritten Father's Day card from Korea. His, from Sun Yat McMinn.
Father's Day. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. I don't say hi to Cappy enough. Hi, Cappy Pfeiffer. We love you, and I love your pictures of your travels. Keep doing
right?
that.
A lot of fun.
Especially the videos of the horse and all
Ivy.
That. It was fascinating. That's Ivy?
Yeah, Ivy the horse. Greatest horse in the world.
Okay. Not Poison Ivy.
You notice I try to do a little hi to Cappy, and he's just, he can't keep it.
Oh, yeah.
Tony gets that joke. He just can't keep it in his pants.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
got to do
it.
He's
got to
trump
it. I'm
surprised
the
right
name,
now. If Robert W. Spiewak could come through the door right now, he'd be jumping in. Me too! That's what would happen. That's the way. But anyway, we're on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they and the Style Cups get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone lines are always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Speaking of Rob Spiewak, I am here to tell you that the Mike O'Mara Show is sponsored by the Hulo Pillow. The Hulo Pillow. Say hello to Hulo, the best pillow you've ever tried. Hulo is a buckwheat hull pillow that conforms to you and provides cool, comfortable support. And Mr. Spiewak cannot stop talking about his Hulo Pillow, ladies and gentlemen.
It's changed the way we sleep. Well, here's the deal. You know, when we get a sponsor, sometimes they send us their product.
Yes.
And they sent me one of these pillows. Carrie stole it right away, and I couldn't get it. I had to ask for another one because Carrie fell in love with it.
Ivy used to sleep. Ivy was the horse.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let's focus on the subject at hand.
I'm sorry. Yes, the Hulo pillow.
I apologize for trying to help.
That stops now.
But I did get a call from Rob. He's absolutely right that said, hey, what are the odds we can get one for Carrie? I said, you guys love that pillow so much? Of course.
I used to sleep with four pillows. And now I sleep with one because of the support and the way it forms to your head and stays cool all night. It's the best pillow I've ever used.
Hulo is 100% made in the USA with environmentally friendly and organic materials. No chemical-based foams or bird feathers. Just pure buckwheat hulls grown and milled in North Dakota. It makes a great gift. Try Hulo for 60 nights. If you're not fully satisfied, you get a full refund. No questions asked. Plus, fast-free shipping in the contiguous United States. Visit HulloPillow.com/TMOS to make this single purchase that you will appreciate every night for years to come. Plus, 1% of all profits are contributed to the Nature Conservancy. So, get yours today at HulloPillow.com/TMOS and sleep better tonight.
You'll love it. It's a great pillow.
You weren't trying to help.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't. You were doing what you do. You were taking what I was doing, and you were just saying, I know more about Cappy than you do. I care more because I know the name of the horse, so I'm going to tip it in, you know? And here I was having my little moment with one of our great benefactors, Cappy Pfeiffer, somebody who probably... is the single reason we are here. And at the beginning of our podcast live, she was instrumental in making sure that this thing kept chugging along. And I will never forget her for that. And she's also.
But you won't remember her horse's name.
No, mm-hmm. Because he's, you know.
Cappy,
I have to tell you this. Cappy, you know I love you, okay? But I certainly don't contact you like Rob did because that wasn't helping. That was you showing me that you knew more about her than I do. That's all you were doing because you were kissing ass.
I'm glad you got it all figured out.
That's exactly what it was.
Mike, in Rob's defense, I see how you could see that. But right. I think he was trying to help, but by helping he hurt.
By helping, I hurt.
By helping, he actually hurt you. Because
hurt
he could have just
deeply.
Let you say, he could have said what you wanted to say and moved on with life.
Because I am not as thoughtful as I should be sometimes.
No, you know that's not true. I think we can all agree that you're the most thoughtful person.
Mike, you're fighting terror. You don't have time for all those details.
That's right. Mike, you're keeping our streets safe. You can't sweat the details.
You know what it really is?
What?
It is I'm becoming a manatee again. I've put on
you're
almost
fussy?
11 pounds in a month, and I am so pissed at myself right now. And it's just, you know, it's the sedentary lifestyle. I used to be every single day I was out doing stuff. I'm gonna try to get on the bike with this horrible, degraded hip that I have today and see if I can. I don't give a rat's ass if it hurts or if it makes the situation on the right side worse. But, you know, and the thing is, yesterday, all I had was, you know what I had for lunch yesterday?
Yeah.
I had, I'll give you my whole meals. I had three meals, no snacks in between. That's it. I had a bowl of oatmeal for breakfast. That was my breakfast.
What kind of oatmeal? How do you season it?
It's regular oats. I don't even know what brand.
I don't think yesterday counts. It's what you've done before. The days before is what led up to it.
You're right. Then the fact is that trip to Miami, when I stopped by the roadside stand and I got the Magnum ridiculous 4,000 calorie ice cream bars, that's what did me in, damn it. And I'm pissed. And anybody that fights the battle.
But really 11 pounds, let's say they count for three.
I'm talking about 11 pounds in the week. We're talking about yesterday. So that by the way, yesterday was a day that I just expect when I put my fat ass on the scale that the scale is going to be kinder to me this morning.
Right.
Because yesterday was a bowl of oatmeal followed by a lunch of about 8 pieces of sushi.
Okay.
Which is when it's one of those little sushi things you get. It's not over the top.
A tray.
The sushi lunch that we got from our local Thai sushi restaurant came with a small salad, and that's it for lunch. And then for the evening, I had a grocery store sushi, which was a smaller amount, and then I had an apple. And I got up, and I was up
what
almost
time
do, 2 pounds.
What time do you eat dinner?
3 a.m.
No. Seriously.
No, I eat dinner probably right around 5 o'clock.
So it's
probably
early. That's exactly. 5:30. Do you have the apple on the heels of it, or do you have
the
apple later?
I had the apple later on in the evening. That's
you see, but that's you're dead on. Everything you did is
off.
Right.
It just pissed
and it
me
should
off
piss you off.
It's just, you know. And
frustrating.
I know, when I was losing weight is when, we have a sponsorship today with Blue Apron. When the Blue Apron comes in, I'm going to lose weight. Because Blue Apron is really, really like manageable for that.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to give them a free plug, but I will tell you, Carl and I were discussing it, and it coincided with that. I know that's not their sales pitch, but the fact is that it works for me. So I'll let you know. Now, Oscar, you were telling me you had a bad eating day.
Yeah, look, you had a bad eating month. I had one bad eating day. I can commiserate with you as I got a package yesterday I've been waiting for months. If you listen,
you have to listen to the bonus show to hear Oscar was waiting for. You'll understand, Oscar. By the way, if you want to hear all things Money Pit about the Oscar Santana domicile, I will tell you. You would think that something that mundane, something that non-interesting, is riveting radio. It's riveting radio,
better and better and better. Stay till the end.
Right, it's on the bonus show, and it's absolutely fantastic. So you ate yesterday.
The package arrived. It wasn't. It didn't work out, and you'll understand what I was so dejected around 12:30 p.m. that I, instead of scurrying off to College Park, I said, you know what, I'm gonna study from home today, but first I'm going to get a burger off M Street because I deserve.
Oh, you go down to Georgetown, in the heart of Georgetown. Yeah. Plenty of options
there. The best.
And they have a place, and I'll give them a free plug because their burgers are spectacular. It's called Good Eats. And it's just one of these like boutique burger places.
Does Elton Brown have something to do with it? Rob's favorite.
There is a celebrity chef on the window, but I don't care for that. I just care for the dollar and how much.
Somebody look up Good Eats in Georgetown. Let's see. Let's give him the since he's giving him a plug. Let's find.
I don't think that it does, but I will check. I will say.
So they've got the lunch box or lunch bag, which is $11, Mike.
Whoa, that's got to be a lot of food.
A gourmet burger and a satchel of fries, a Five Guys fame. Rob, you would love them.
Yes.
And you can
is it one of the things where they just throw the fries into the
right
bag?
There.
Is
that good to go.
And like the bag becomes transparent.
With sea salt.
Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, sea salt.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. I'm loving it.
So I said, I'll go for the deal. There's a bunch of people here that are fully employed and happy, but I'm upset, so I'm going to eat my emotions.
Is it called Good Stuff?
Good Stuff, yeah. Same thing.
Mike, it's not Good Eats at all.
It's called Good Stuff.
Yeah, he went to a place called Burger King, but it's called Good Stuff because the name doesn't matter.
Okay, it does
matter. I'm not a
foodie.
Good Eats
would be Elton Brown. That's the name of his television show.
Oh, I did not know that.
So that's what I thought.
Oscar lives at the cooking show.
So is this the place? This is on M Street, so you're going all the way downtown.
I live there, Mike, so it's 2 blocks down the street, right?
You walk 2 blocks down.
Yeah, 2 blocks
to eat. Now, right there, the difference between you and Rob and I is the only difference would be Rob and I would probably not be able to do the bad eating at that location because it required walking.
Well, I know his geography. I might be able to walk there because it's downhill.
But then you take a cab back.
I'd Uber home.
There it is. But that's so, you know, so you had a burger. No, so you had a burger,
and a sack of fries.
Sack of fries and a milkshake, right?
Right.
Oh, and a milkshake. Oh. That's good.
Huh. Nice and thick. Nice and thick.
You know, chocolate. As a fat guy, I probably don't do that. Oh, by the way, was it yesterday or do we have it on the bonus show? Correct me if I'm wrong. We do right. So many shows a week, it's hard to keep track. Regarding the M&M Mars company pulling.
Oh, we
candy.
Never discussed it on either show. But okay, we had it for the bonus show. We didn't.
Oh,
get
you
to
had it for the bonus show. But okay. We did. Is not it okay get to if it. We talk about it?
Yeah,
here?
I have the article. Let me grab it.
Because the M&M Mars, it was on television this morning. Rob had it yesterday. Was the fact that the M&M Mars company is pulling a lot of their candy out of the
co-branding.
Ice cream business, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So you're not going to get a Blizzard or what are they called? A Frosty or
the McDonald's McFlurry.
So it's Blizzard, McFlurry, and Concrete. That's what they're called.
And also, like, if you go to Burger King, you can buy Snickers pie.
Snickers pie.
Snickers pie.
So they're pulling their candy out of this because they're saying it's too much sugar.
So I think, by the way, I read this article, and I feel like this is a business tactic in order to renegotiate terms for their candy.
Hold on just a second, please. Yes. Just one second. Hello? I don't want your office space, and I told the person 6 times that I don't want to be called. Thank you, and don't ever call me. Here, I don't want you to lose the number. I want you to eat it and pass it through your stool and then throw it into the river, the closest river by your house with your bare hands. Okay, ass? Bye.
My hero.
Remember, we've already established that Mike is the most thoughtful man on the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's, when you get calls from companies that you tell them you're not interested and please stop calling, and you do it 6 times, I think on the 7th time, that's a warranted
discussion.
He's earned
it. He's earned it.
Yes.
Mike, the eating didn't stop there.
We'll pick up on this.
Nice.
Let me just catch a quick shower. We'll pick up on this when we come back. Sorry for the edit pony. Couldn't help myself.
We'll
be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I said, once we have kids, we're probably going to have to move out. And then Shannon said,
that's the 13-year plan.
Exactly.
Shannon said, we can make it work. I'm like, don't get too comfy.
Oh, she's sweet. Do you realize we have 3 women in our lives that all, in one way or another, say that same thing? Yeah. We can make it work.
You're right.
But they have had to, right? Yeah. They've taken this leap of faith with us.
Weird. That's right.
That's it.
Yeah.
So,
can't get off the roller coaster once you hit the first drop.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bonus.
Can't do it.
That was it. Rob, I was trying to pull that one last night. I forgot it, and now I remembered it again. That's the line. I'm going to try to embed that one in there. That is too good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blank Label, made to order. Makes better clothing. That's the philosophy at Blank Label. With custom quality clothing and exceptional service, Blank Label works with you one-on-one to guide you through fitting, styling, and all things menswear. Now, they use a made-to-order design process, so there are no sales games with overstocked merchandise, no high-pressure gimmicks. Plus, they actually listen to you and your preferences to determine your personalized clothing so you look fantastic. It makes sense. Why would you do it any other way? Whether you shop online or stop by a Blank Label store, they'll use your measurements and preferences to construct a personal size pattern, your own blueprint, so you look perfect every time. So if it's a shirt, pants, polos, outerwear, suits, formal wear, Blank Label will create the best clothes you've ever had because they're based on you. Visit them in Washington, D.C., Boston, or at BlankLabel.com, your destination for a perfect fit. Act now. 10 people that sign up this week, and I want 10 today.
Today.
Will be chosen to win a complimentary shirt with no additional purchase necessary. BlankLabel.com/Washington, D.C. because made to order makes better clothing. Tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Can't go wrong.
The best.
All right, we back to the eating.
Was it a chocolate milkshake?
No, I got a vanilla milkshake.
Really?
What's wrong with vanilla?
What's wrong with a vanilla milkshake?
I think that it's so vanilla. You know, I mean, if you're going to get a milkshake.
Well, that's can't argue with that.
Put a flavor. I like strawberry. Strawberry's lovely.
Strawberry's nice.
Yeah, but chocolate, I think, is your go-to. Chocolate.
Do you think that Ivy the Horse, do you think Ivy the Horse likes the strawberry?
Who's that?
Carrot, milkshake? I believe.
just curious. I knew that Cappy's horse was named Ivy.
Yeah.
I don't know whether she was necessarily riding Ivy in that video.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Hard to say.
Now, you do know, and if you do know, you have to tell me. Do you know it was Ivy?
Yes.
Was it
Ivy? Mike, I actually know because I read the comment below, and she talks about riding Ivy and how she's been to the coast before.
Yeah, I read that, too.
Yes.
Anyway.
I'm just trying to help.
Are you?
So I would say the milkshake is probably, you know, that's a little overdue.
But that's not a big deal. You know,
milkshakes, a chocolate milkshake and fries, forget about it. That's a pairing right there.
I don't like to mix my 1,000-calorie meals together. I like the burger and fries, and then at a later time, perhaps like 11 p.m., that's when, right before I'm going to close my eyes and go to fat sleep, I like to pour the calories in, the liquid sugar calories, the real fattening.
That's when the bed bugs can't wait to bite because you taste like chocolate. Look at these diabetic bed bugs. They're the size of tangerines.
But anyway,
Mike, I trundle back up the street. I've got 2 blocks to walk. I'm sweating because I've eaten so much. And for me, that really is a calorie bomb.
I would imagine with your size, just your size alone, and you do eat relative. I've eaten lunch with you and watched the kale salads that you eat and all that crap.
He eats light and he eats boring.
He eats boring. He
very
eats
boring.
By the way, as far as, the fact that, thank God for his other radio partner, Chad Dukes, who managed to I really think the driving force between things like the maneuver that do on their show, listening to their show while you're in fast food.
He's a connoisseur.
Doing that. Chad, that's all Chad. Oscar just kind of comes along for that ride because when I've eaten real meals, dinners with Oscar, and we go to a nice restaurant with just incredible entrees, and Oscar's looking for the chicken fingers somewhere on the
small
menu.
Small portions.
Well, what he'll say is, if you could I have the petite filet?
Yes.
And if you could bring steamed broccoli, and when you prepare it, could you put the butter in another room?
Yeah. That's it. So,
now, Tony just brought up a picture of a burger from Good Stuff. Is this the burger you got?
I
got
to see it. Oh, yeah.
Same deal. Big Stuff Bacon Meltdown.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks
special.
It's pretty great.
Damn. That looks pretty
incredible.
Damn, burger.
And there was no time between that burger because they make it on demand. You don't. Much like Five Guys, it's not pre-prepared. They have to put it on the grill in front
of
you.
It's not on demand. It's cooked to order. On demand is a movie.
Well, no, if you walk into, what is it called? Good Deals? What the hell is it? Good Eats?
Good Stuff.
Good Stuff. You went, I want my burger now!
Yeah.
Welcome
and
to
they've got quick
burger.
Wi-Fi, so you see the actual bar loading your meal.
All right, that's exciting.
Now,
that's
when they first put the burger in front of you, it's sort of blurry, but they have to propagate.
It's pixelated.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is, okay.
There are advantages to living in the big city. There truly are advantages to living in the big city because there's newness. And burgers in America, it's every month.
It's the gourmet burger.
And somebody opens a new burger joint every half hour.
Right.
It's fantastic.
But, Mike,
I like that.
After I get home, I realize that I still have to wear shoes in my splintered hardwood floor from the 1800s.
Yes, don't let all that out. That's the bonus show.
And I say, well, the burger happened around 12:30 p.m.
The burger happened, Mike.
It's a happening, man.
It is a happening. Were you there? It was
after
groovy.
After sitting down in darkness with a little light coming in from the window.
Are you in darkness to make it cooler?
To make it cooler.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
Good.
Thank you. There's no AC.
Very nice.
And I want to say at least 2 hours worth of articles for this final that's coming up to be prepared. Okay. And I said, well, what should we do now, Oscar? I said, well, let's go explore the Domino's around the corner.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, pizza and a burger. You win. You could stop now. If you do pizza and a burger on the same day, that to me is the, that's wonderful. What would the trifecta be? It would be an IHOP breakfast. That would be the triangle. That would be the bad food triangle.
You know
right?
what? The commercials
I saw
that
I post about that.
That's one of the sponsors that on the Channel 5 morning news that I stay with in the morning, and they're doing what are they? Red velvet crepes with cream cheese frosting and macadamia peach pancakes.
Here's
really
my thought on that.
Nauseating.
I agree with you 1,000%. And the only thing I would say to you is, they would not be advertising like that if they did not have the market for it. So the fact that you're seeing those commercials means that that is what's getting people out of bed and into their. When you're talking about banana macadamia nut pancakes, seriously, why? What, you know, really, would you? And how about a sweet tea to go along with that and a side of bacon? And then as you're walking to your car, beginning to go into your diabetic coma, you seriously, maybe you want to return for the pineapple upside down pancakes. All right, let me click on that.
It's dessert for breakfast.
Well, the thing is that really, if you get right down to brass tacks, I should be their target audience. I love to eat.
Yeah.
I like combining foods. I like to see old foods going in a new direction. This sickens me. I can't even look at it.
I completely agree. Being a fellow fat guy, I don't understand. I would have to think this is targeting a young sugary cereal audience, but I thought young people, they're healthier than we are. I think
not all.
Now
of them.
That Julia is manatees. Hanging, now that Julia is hanging with the theater crowd at her high school, the IHOP in Leesburg is the go-to joint.
It's where
after
they roll.
That's where they go after like something at school, right?
They don't have to do any pull-ups during rehearsal.
Here it is, new pineapple upside down pancakes.
We grill
sweet pineapple. Inside now that's the first sentence. Now remember, that's a trick. That's a conjure right there.
How?
We grill sweet pineapple. No, you don't.
No.
Because what's the first image you get? You picture, you know, ke hawani
a Hawaiian luau.
On a nice little, a little charcoal grill, right? With grilled grilled fruit. What wonderful, healthy little way to eat a fruit. No. We grill sweet pineapple inside of our famous buttermilk pancakes.
So it's really just being fried in the
dough. Probably compote. That's jammed inside the batter.
Oh, yeah.
We grill sweet pineapple inside of our famous buttermilk pancake.
Which, by the way, suck.
And top them off with butter rum sauce, a maraschino cherry, and creamy whipped topping. It's a breakfast that makes you feel like you're on a dream vacation.
Yeah, at a clinic.
Dream vacation to the ER.
Oh,
my
God. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Get the International House of Pancakes insulin pump that will help you deal with the delicious butter rum for breakfast.
Butter rum sauce. And by the way, you're probably going to get the people that are eating that are probably going to reach over to one of their 15 artificial syrups and saturate that with it, too. I mean, it's incredible.
I would like to have those butter rum pancakes, but please put the syrup on the side. I don't want to go crazy.
But we would all try them when we were there. When I go to IHOP, I try whatever's new.
I don't. It grosses me out. I'm just like Rob. It grosses me out. But maybe you're not a pineapple person. Maybe you're a strawberry person. Would you be, Oscar, would you consider yourself a pineapple person or a strawberry person?
Well, the tropical side of me, Mike, my heritage would say pineapple. But I do enjoy
strawberries.
I don't
know why you're doing all this profiling, Mike. Can't we all just get along?
Well, here's the thing. Would you like to know? You said the tropical side of you.
Yes,
like
please.
Would you like the first sentence in the strawberry passion fruit pancake?
See, I'm a strawberry guy, so this piques my interest.
A taste of the tropics. You can get any time of the day. We layer rich and creamy cheesecake.
Now we're talking.
Between two of our famous buttermilk pancakes and top them with cool glazed strawberries, a passion fruit drizzle, and a dollop of whipped cream. There you go.
Here is my initial problem.
That sounds great.
Is that cheesecake is fine as a dessert. Pancakes are fine for breakfast. You don't need to combine the two things. Also, their strawberry glazed strawberry, that's a can of pie filling. Don't fool anybody because that is not fresh berries cut up.
It's something that comes in a
bucket. And then strawberries themselves are maybe the tastiest fruit that's out there. Don't put fruit on it.
You could make a case for raspberries.
I love raspberries.
Well, then why don't you roll over to IHOP and get yourself the raspberry white chocolate chip pancakes. Four of our signature buttermilk pancakes.
Four of them this time.
Filled with sweet white chocolate chips, crowned with lush raspberry topping, a drizzle of cream cheese icing, and finished with fluffy whipped topping. What? Jesus Christ! What are they thinking?
Sounds
what are
awesome.
They doing?
And listen to the writing there. First of all, how do they describe the raspberries? Raspberry what?
Lush raspberry topping.
Okay, that comes in a white 5-gallon bucket. That is not fresh raspberries. That is something that comes in a bucket. And also, here's where they make this worse than the strawberry one. This is not whipped cream. This is whipped topping. So it's not even real. It's oil. It's all it is.
They can't say it's whipped cream.
Because it's not whipped cream. It's oil. It's cool whip.
Whip tapping.
Well, there are a bunch of them on the menu, but let me leave you with this one. Okay?
Oh, good.
It's the New York Cheesecake Pancakes.
Ah.
A taste of New York. Our stack of four fluffy buttermilk pancakes is loaded with rich cheesecake pieces and crowned with cool strawberries, powdered sugar, and whipped topping. There it is.
Powdered sugar. You know what? That's good they put that on there. Otherwise, it might not be sweet enough.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the delicious. Tang off the edge. It takes the edge off.
The tang.
Fast food. So what else? You had the pizza. We're
well, I justified the pizza because I walked there, and I figured I'd burn a few calories walking there.
What kind of pizza? I know it was Domino's, but how was it
topped? Thin crust, half cheese, half pepperoni. You know, go-to.
Pepperoni makes up for the... Yeah. And anything else later in that evening? Or
well,
that
I said, well... Shannon and I have to go to the store because I have to go pick up some parking passes. We haven't received our new zone passes yet.
So you got to get them for your
neighborhood,
right?
Yeah, so I had to drive to the police station, and I said, I'll see what CVS has going on.
CVS? And I, oh, God. Oh,
he's such a child of the city that he would go to a drugstore for snacks.
Stop there. They have the Oreo, the thins that make it seem like you're not getting anything unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're starting to think a little healthy at that point.
Yeah, and I said, I'll get the thins. It's 11 p.m. I don't want anything heavy. I ate the whole tray.
Yeah. Serving size, one box.
I think I probably have lapped you on that one.
Yeah?
As far as calorie count. Yeah, before.
I felt horrible yesterday.
I've done a burger and pizza in the same day. I've done a burger and I've eaten burgers and pizza in the same day and probably some sort of carb-laden breakfast as well.
Yeah. You know?
And here I was eating sushi, and I wake up, and I'm looking at the frickin' Hindenburg. In the Hallelujah. We are on a topic today of fast food, and when we come back, I want to talk about posts online that'll make your jaw drop.
Oh, good.
90% of them are pure and total crap. And I smelled a rat when I read this one about McDonald's. We'll talk about that when we come back. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. So you got your tickets, you made your plans, you're all set for The Mike O'Mara Show live at the DC Improv on November 5th. But what are you doing after the show? I'll tell you what you're doing. Right after the show, we're all going to head across the street for a good old-fashioned TMOS meet and greet at one of DC's greatest watering holes, the Mad Hatter. Join Mike, Oscar, and Rob, that's us, all of your TMOS buddies for food and drink and an amazing good time. Talk with us, laugh with us, drink with us. Take a picture or two. Have a smile. Have a laugh. Touch a hand. Make a friend. It's the TMOS meet and greet at the Mad Hatter. They are located at 1319 Connecticut Avenue Northwest. That's a short walk from the Improv. We'll remind you as we get closer to this that we're going to be doing this. But if you'd like to make your reservations 12 months in advance, you can email your request to haley.madhatterdc. Is Haley the lady that runs the joint?
Mike, you're going to love Haley, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. lovelyhaley.madhatterdc@gmail.com.
Ask her for a pic.
It's that easy. The Mad Hatter is a staple in D.C. for over 30 years. We love the Mad Hatter, and we look forward to seeing you. We'll remind you as it gets closer. You know, I wonder sometimes because we discuss when we're going to announce things.
Right.
And I get kind of wiggy about it, and that's kind of why we go so early and maybe...
Mike, today I'm going for a sight check.
Oh, really?
To yes.
See, is that
will you
DC
be catching
improv,
sight
or
the... of Haley?
Oh, no, the Mad Hatter.
Oh, yes. Really? Oh, that's
do you remember
wonderful.
The cheerleader from Heroes?
Yeah, she's blonde.
I do.
Yes,
blonde,
and
right?
Now she's on the country show.
Yes. Her name is Lil Bit.
It's not
Hayden Panettiere.
It's not the dolphin girl. The
yes,
girl
Hayden Panettiere.
She's Hayden Panettiere.
No, Mike, have I ever gone on a sight check before?
You never.
Well, Mike, it's always been policy to do a sight check 7 months out.
That's wonderful.
It's Oscar Santana's weekly sight check.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you all join us there. But we will be reminding people as we get closer that we've got that going on. Now, I'm not even sure how to set this up, but the fact is, online, when I'm jumping around, you get a lot of, if you go to a Google or you go to a Yahoo, you go to a search engine, you're going to get a lot of stories that are thrust at you The Kardashians come to mind as yes. people that have mastered it, where they're able to successfully drive you to their website. And by the way, the classic example of a lie with a headline would be Kim Kardashian loses her S at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is the Kardashians on a roller coaster ride or one of those Tower of Terror rides. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. And she's screaming with the ride. She's not losing her S. She's doing what anybody does. But because she is a Kardashian, 2 million people will look at that. And the myth continues.
And
that's
there's a sort of a flip side to it. There's also the kind of article that says, you're not going to believe number 7.
Yeah.
When right. And there's mm-hmm. a list that you click on, some very, very exciting headline, secrets that you don't know about X or whatever,
right.
And then and they're littered with ads. You can't even get through them.
Well,
this is one that I would urge you guys. What was that, Pony?
These are advertisements.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
usually see this stuff like this one weird ads. Vegetable will give you a bigger yeah. dong.
Clickbait,
or whatever.
Usually targeted towards the elderly that are on the web. My father goes to this all the time. He pulled me over one to the
for health reasons, right?
No. My father pulled me aside and said, "Oscar, watch this," and he clicks through. He's on his Latin website, whatever nefarious publication he's reading, and it says the stock market's going to crash tomorrow.
Oh yeah, that's every day. Every day that's happening.
And my dad. Yeah.
You have to get Fisher Investments.
Yeah, and
make sure you do that right now.
And my dad said, "Have you seen this video?" And I was like, "Dad, come on! I know you're smarter than this."
Oscar, get the car, drive over to the bank, and load it with gold.
I had to show him where to not to look and where not to click, because sometimes you can get malware through these ads.
And sometimes there's ads, they have like website names, their URLs are similar to reputable websites. Yes. I've seen msbnc.com.
Yeah,
right.
Huge yeah. red flag.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing about these, a lot of them, if they are sponsored, like on a Yahoo, for example,
sure.
they will tell you, sponsored. You see that, yes. it's right there. With that, but we're not people that sweat details like that. So we dive right in, and this is the one of the day. By the way, the headline on this is called Viral Thread.
Oh, so it must
sure
be good.
Credibility.
It must be good.
So it's viralthread.com, and here it is. And I look at it, and it says, and it got me, because it said 21 secrets McDonald's employees will never tell you. Well, I love those. Not
yeah.
only do I love it for my own curiosity, it might be something I have for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's something I'm using for the show, but not for the reasons you might think. I immediately think, well, this will be some little trick or
yeah.
things that are they're sneaking in. And then, of course, they reel you in and they tell you to begin the slideshow. And so they go with number 20. Staff don't get to eat the leftover food.
Nice
and
grammar.
I'm looking at a picture. Yes, exactly. And I'm looking at a picture of a trash can. And whether it's the end of the day or the timer and the food, the timer has run out, we are forced to throw any food away. That is not a secret. That is something any idiot would know.
Mike,
that's the way
that
it
is
goes,
a secret
okay?
that a McDonald's employee would never tell you.
Oh, so scary. Number 19. This is it. Number 19. We do eat on the go.
What?
It basically says that while the manager's back is turned, every employee will snack. But if we were caught, we're in big trouble. In fact, I once ate an entire McMuffin in the freezer just because I knew there wasn't any cameras in there. Thanks for the grammatically idiotic secret, you douche.
Bunch of jerks.
Man, they will never tell you that, Mike, because that's right. a secret.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. So right away, this is nothing, but it's... And are they conceivably putting the grammatical errors and the spelling and the punctuation to create an
no,
image
it's
of legitimacy?
No, it's a .ru is
yes,
what
it's
it is.
Yeah. Hastily put together it's a just, tech site.
Yeah, it really is one of these sites that foreigners put together, and they don't care because, you know, the rubes in the U.S. are just going to click away because we love our McDonald's.
So as
yeah.
I click on this, everybody's getting all my information. Is that what's happening right
necessarily,
now?
Not necessarily.
No, but you are being exposed. Let me guess. Every time you click to another slide, is there 5 or 6 ads around?
Yeah, it jumps, but I have a blocker,
yeah.
so
yeah.
It's, not,
yeah, yeah.
it's not getting me.
Not
number
worth
18,
it.
We don't get McDonald's. We do get McDonald's for lunch, says they get one.
Oh, what
a secret. What?
What?
A secret. Oh, here's the, but number 17 of all of them. If I was to resend this to somebody, I would yeah. say number 17 will stun you.
That's right.
Oh,
would you like to know that?
You won't Please. Believe what he did.
Hold on. I got to sit
here
down
we go.
Here.
A McDonald's employee has to deal with a lot of complaints on a good day, but when the customers are drunk, the shifts become an absolute nightmare. Most employees hate working nights. Thanks for the secret! Goes on.
But Mike, really that is a secret because no one will ever tell you that.
Right.
It's a secret.
By the way, they keep the food that's cooked on timers. When the timer goes off under the heater, they're supposed to throw it away because it's been out there too long. But here's a secret.
Oh, this
they
is
don't
secret.
Always do that.
Oh man!
Oh, my the God. Humanity. What a secret. Yeah.
What if you got through to number one and it said McDonald's hamburgers are made of dirt? You see,
secret.
Now that's a secret I want to know about.
Earthworms and dirt.
Earthworms
all,
and dirt.
It's fast food. And it's always some girl taking a selfie that's like really attractive. You're
right.
Like, you won't believe what her parents found. I'm like, oh, tell me what her parents found. Let me click
now,
through.
I skipped ahead to number 13 because number
it's
13,
nothing.
In my humble opinion,
lucky 13.
It's not a secret, and they violated the rule here, okay?
They just cheated us.
The 21 McDonald's secrets, number 3. And by the way, it starts at 20 because there's this ad coagulation up at the front. They just
No, Mike, the 21st secret is that anyone who clicks on this is an idiot. That's the secret.
You have a virus.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. Nice to see you. My microphone's dirty. But anyway, number 13 says, know what you're ordering. Well, that's not a secret. That's a piece of advice that any idiot would know.
And
by
who
the way,
doesn't?
I stand by it, though.
Yeah, but who doesn't?
I have been in line at a fast food joint
really?
Where people are deciding.
I wonder.
Where you're deciding.
Well, Mike, it's the ever-changing menu. Hmm. You know, who knows what's going to be different when you get to McDonald's.
Anyway, you get my point with all this stuff. And let me ask with your significant others, this is a curious question for me. I want to know, how are they with ordering?
Horrible.
Oh, Carrie's the worst.
Yeah.
Okay, so all three of us have that where sometimes I will piss Carla off when she gets done ordering her entree, and I will look over and go, you ready for me now? And she doesn't care for that because there's just a lot.
I don't let Shannon order first anymore. I just order my drink and I get what I need and she can take as much time as she wants.
I will offer to order for Carrie. Mm-hmm. And she'll say something like, what is this pecan crusted I said, you won't like that. You won't like that, and you won't like the side. Get something else.
Is that wild rice farm fed?
And she says,
farm fed rice. Delicious farm fed rice on the secrets to McDonald's employees.
And there she'll say, would I like this? Or this sounds interesting. I said, don't order interesting. Order something you want to eat.
Are those
do you ever say to a waiter or a waitress, what's good?
I always do.
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Especially if it's a restaurant
no.
that
just
I'm totally, if I'm new there.
Pushing what the chef told him needs to go.
They might be. They might
the
be.
Lobster.
But if they're,
it's the best.
But if they're, it's 10 days old.
Now, hold on. If they're good at what they do, they might give you a couple of options, and that's the way it might roll.
I remember the last time I did it, I said, what's good? They said, the steak quesalupa.
I've not had that. Is it good?
Actually, it was through I was drive through, so I said,
"Oh, it's a steak quesalupa." Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it was excellent.
It's my favorite.
You know that menu? You've
I
been
do.
There before.
I go there a lot, Mike.
The guy at Good Eats is it Good Stuff? What is
good
it?
Stuff. Good it's Stuff. It's your restaurant. Please know it.
Whatever.
Good Stuff. Good Stuff.
He's behind the counter. He's a guy like Pony, right?
Oh, they wear hats.
Mm-hmm.
They wear hats. Yeah.
Better.
Make burgers great again is what they say.
And he says, first time here? I'm like, yeah, this place is, I mean, you're packed. He's like, yeah, I started working here about 5 weeks ago. I probably have at least 4 burgers a day.
Wow.
And I looked at him, he looks like Pony. He clearly has some sort of disease.
Like old engineer, fabulous engineer, and noted porn enthusiast Daryl Nichols.
Yes.
Who, you know, used to eat almost every day. When we were doing lunches before the show at WJFK, and Daryl Nichols would eat a chicken parm 12-inch sub every single day. And he would eat it like a wild animal.
Yep.
He would eat it like you were throwing it in to the white tiger cage at the National Zoo, and it'd be like... I'm like, he said, that's great, Daryl, and Daryl would never gain a pound.
Never.
He said, it tastes so good.
No, he would say, that's the first place I go. That was his quote. Get it right, Pony. And he was built like a crazy straw. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I remember about Daryl is he was a shaker.
Yeah.
He was a shaker.
Well,
nervous sort.
He was a shaker when it came to, you know, doing something for the show.
Yes.
Where, like, a plug had to go in, and it'd be like, Daryl, we've got 10 minutes before airtime, and we need to get that microphone. And you'd see him with his hand going... just trying to get it, trying to jam it in
poor
the back
man.
Of the console.
Was, yeah.
Well, you know what? That was it was refreshing to have a guy that would at least shake, unlike most of the engineers we work with that didn't give a rat's ass.
Good luck with that.
Well, yeah, the other right. thing, he would shake, and the other engineers, we would have to hold a mirror under their nose.
Exactly.
To make sure they were
no
still
movement.
With us. Yeah,
that's remember. Back when I was doing a morning show, you know, and it's well, just like, excuse me, we're going to be on the air in 10 minutes, all right? Do you think you could maybe finish that McMuffin on your own time, please? Thank you. Listen, before we go to break, I got to do this because we got Oscar Rotzi coming up, and
yes.
I want to do. I really, really wanted to get this in there. I want to say thank you, and I want to keep them coming. The people that recommend television shows, whether it be online shows on Netflix or something on AMC, which a lot of people came out of the woodwork and told me to watch. And there are examples like Bloodline that Pony and I watch, mm-hmm. and had a little bit of sluggishness during season two, but then finished with a kick. And I really, I'm all in, and now I'm hearing horrible things like they might not continue it, but that's another day for another story. The one that I've got the most recos on would be Feed the Beast.
Now, can you give me a thumbnail of it?
Okay. The thumbnail is in from the pilot, Rob.
Yes.
David Schwimmer stars as a sommelier who has lost his wife in a tragic car accident, who... struggles to get his life back on track with his son, who is traumatized by the event and wants to open a restaurant. That's basically
drama, comedy, dramedy.
It's a drama. It's a drama. Okay. And he's got his sidekick pal, who's the chef, this brilliant chef, who's just a train wreck. And there's involved. There's money from bad sources and all the struggles they have. And I figured out, first of all, I never liked David Schwimmer on Friends. I've never liked David Schwimmer in anything because I figured it out right before Carl and I pulled the plug in episode two last night.
Where okay.
Where I said, I've really had enough. Take away the fact that the show is completely jive.
Right.
That they've got the anti-hero who is just not credible at all. But the main reason, Schwimmer. Go back to Friends
yeah.
and watch Schwimmer. Watch Schwimmer in everything. He plays it one way.
Yep.
And I figured it out last night the way he plays it. There's no other expression he's capable of delivering to the camera other than sad.
Well, even when he played Robert Kardashian in the OJ miniseries.
He was sad.
Yeah.
Sad Kardashian.
And
it's like he was going through the breakup with Jennifer Aniston. Where
he's sad.
There. Yeah.
And every role he has, it's that because that's all he can play. Is sad.
It's like Ross is best friends with OJ. When did that happen?
But here's the other thing. You know, you mentioned the OJ story. Sad and clueless. He is sad and he plays yeah. sad and clueless all the time, and that is all we get.
But isn't
Feed
the Beast?
What is the note? What?
Isn't it a critic's darling show right now? I mean, people love it.
I think they're.
So why does he keep getting work?
Because people love Sad and Clueless. It reminds them of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here I am, happy and informed.
Works for me.
Yeah. So I'm looking at you know. And by the way, I mean, Sad and Clueless works on this show, but if you want a show where there's not one likable character, but you're still going to like it, would that be a good description of Bloodline, Pony?
I think so. You know,
is there any, besides maybe some of the put-upon spouses, are there any likable characters in that entire show? I don't think there are.
Not really. And then in season two, you really start to say, all right, they're not just unlikable, they're all dip asses too. They're idiots.
They're all complete. Yet we stay with it. And I will be crushingly disappointed if it doesn't come back for mm-hmm. a third season. So there are my TV recommendations for you. This
what if they brought it back with David Schwimmer?
Oh, boy, that'd be a sad episode. Yeah.
What am I doing in Florida? Sad.
We'll take a break. Come back with Oscar Rotzi right here. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. My
spine, it's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein. Here is the spokesman for Creaky Beds.
Ah, yes. Creaky Beds play a big role in tomorrow's episode of the show. Gary's going to talk about the time he lived in an apartment complex full of Holocaust survivors.
And if that doesn't bring you to our show, what will?
That's right. Also, we've got funny news headlines, and we play a brand new game, Dead or Alive. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a T-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Warby Parker. You know, Getting new eyeglasses is a pain. The choices, the hassle, the expense. Warby Parker is back on the Mike O'Mara Show, and they've got the answer. I love this company. Mm. No more outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95, and the choices are incredible. By the way, that $95 is going to include your frames, your lenses, and your coating. Usually, in other places, you're going to get some upcharges. They don't do that at Warby Parker. I love this company. Choosing the frames, convenient and easy. They've got a free home try-on program. Let me explain how this works. You can try out 5 pairs of glasses for 5 days. All you have to do is go to warbyparker.com/TMOS and choose your 5 favorite styles, and they're shipped to you with no obligation. And these are quality frames and eyeglasses. Then you have 5 days for the family and friends to help you decide which frames are best for you. Warby Parker is your alternative to overpriced eyewear because there's no middleman. Warby Parker sells directly to the customer. So whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations like I did, I love their retail location,
yeah, they're cool,
too. Or whether you go to warbyparker.com/TMOS, you'd get a great deal. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS, pick out your favorite 5 frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. WarbyParker.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. Without further ado, let's get right to it. He's struggling in his 235-square-foot home in D.C., but he's bringing us Oscar Razzi!
Fellas!
That's a weak one. Yeah, B-minus.
Boy, that sounds like a burger and pizza.
A lot of those have sort of melded into each other.
I'm way down. Gentlemen, did you know that Amber Heard and Johnny Depp were supposed to be in court today to figure
out?
Did not,
but I mean, it's a horrible divorce, and they're all over it online.
For now, it's game off. Apparently, they're in talks in some sort of settlement. Now, I want to ask you both, who's hurt the most, or who's been hurt the most throughout this process?
Okay, I think they're in talks for a settlement. Here's what I have. All right, and boy, this thing, Oscar, I swear to God, this goes full end of the scale every single day. Yeah. I go from one side to the other. Yesterday, I was sharing a story along the lines that she is pulling out her request for spousal support simply because she wants to draw attention to the spousal abuse end of this. And then today, this spousal abuse crusader is in talks to settle?
They're supposed to go to court today. They've called it off because both sides are negotiating.
And they will probably come up with a settlement, and it will go bye-bye.
And it'll involve silence. The settlement will involve silence. I think that if you look back over this road,
it's only been 2 weeks. It feels like it's been a year's worth of divorce.
Feels like it's been a year. I totally agree with that.
I think she comes out looking like the villain, because if she can't get spousal abuse to stick, she's going to look like she made it up.
I'll tell you this. I will say, I don't know whether
it's
I agree with that,
that
she's coming across as the villain, Rob, but I will tell you, I don't think he's going to be all that damaged by this. Just with the way the facts have been presented and her credibility.
He would have already been damaged.
Question.
He would have already been damaged if there was any damage to be done.
Looking
that
back,
might
though,
be why she settles, because she's realizes that, you know, I can't get any better than this.
I think he miscalculated, and probably both of them, to be fair, the crazy, right?
Well, but you're making that call. I don't know whether the spousal abuse allegations legit or not.
Both of them. I'm talking about on both ends. Like, how far Johnny Depp would have gone? Would he just settled right away? Or would have Amber Heard actually made these allegations? If they're real, would she have actually talked about them?
Right.
When you file for divorce, you have to calculate what the backlash is going to be.
Sure.
I don't think either of them figure that both of them were going to dig in for at least 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't know about any of it, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Moving on.
Everybody, have a nice weekend.
That's
thank
hilarious.
You.
Gentlemen, did you know that Heather Locklear's daughter is now a bikini model?
No, those are fantastic
Mike,
jeans.
Please, go ahead and Google away as I tell you about this story.
You kind of buried the lead there.
Do we have a first name for the lovely girl?
Well, when I Googled, I went Heather Locklear's daughter bikini, and that'll bring up everything you need. I will give you her name in just 2 seconds.
Thank you.
That's all right.
That being said, she's 18, which is legal.
Oh, and I like it.
Ava Elizabeth Sambora.
Thank you.
Is her name. Oh, my. Hello.
Right? TJ Hooker, let me tell you.
Yeah. There
Hooker? I hardly know her.
The reason why I bring that up is because usually when you have the celebrity offspring, one either gets into show business or completely shuns the spotlight. She has been actively working on this modeling career, and I was watching TMZ not just last night, and I said, well, Look who's grown up.
Yeah, she seems nice.
Ava, look up Ava Sambora, guys, and you'll be able to see her. She is. She looks almost exactly like her mom did when her mom was.
Apparently, she likes to play volleyball.
Okay, why don't you just behave yourself, all right?
Guys, I have a regret that I don't think I'll ever be able to
house will sell, Oscar. Don't sweat it.
a bucket list item that I won't be able to actually fulfill. For the past year, our friend Dominic Foxworth has lived in New York, and he's invited me up multiple times with school, and our schedule just hasn't happened, right?
Right, okay.
And one of the big reasons why I wanted to go was I wanted to go see Hamilton like every other rube in the country on Broadway. It looks like I might have missed out, and maybe you haven't if you're listening right now and you haven't seen it, that Lin-Manuel Miranda,
the guy who starred and wrote it,
the creator and the star of Hamilton, he will leave the show. And he announced just yesterday, but before he does, he is restaging with the original cast, and they're going to film the show for posterity. They're going to have a film come out, going to go to theaters, they're going to have a mixtape release.
I want
to
say this. I don't think there has been a show on Broadway that has generated this much heat since probably A Chorus Line.
Yeah, I think you're right. Or maybe Cats.
It's massive.
My brother.
And I hear this on the surface and I think he's screwing people. He's bailing on the show. That the show hasn't been on for a year.
Look, again, that's the way I feel as well. But I remember my brother, because they went down to New York to see the show. He said that it's the best show he'd ever seen. He wasn't expecting what he saw.
Right.
Dominique got to see it the second week of opening while he was there. And he came back glowing reviews. And I just sat there. I said, well, this is going to run for 5 years.
A million
I can get
years,
up there after school's over. The show's going to continue, Mike, but with the understudy, Javier Munoz.
That's, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
turn no problem.
Javier Munoz, is that his name?
Yes.
Okay. How are you related to him, Oscar?
He will take over. I saw this. I was a little disappointed because
that's the guy, the backup guy's Javier Munoz is going to be taking over for the star.
Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda is stepping down.
They're throwing all kinds of money at the show creator. You know, I think he's signed to be the Dick Van Dyke role in Mary Poppins sequel that Disney's greenlighted. So he's going to so he's going to do motion pictures.
Yeah, he's out.
And he's still going to draw the money.
Chim-chim-marie.
It's a hip-hop version of Mary Poppins.
All right.
No,
all
but
right.
So he's got a lot of
Chim-chim-marie, bitch.
He's got a lot of more money to make in other venues, and I've seen him say that he thinks the musical can continue. You know, he's already written it.
Yeah.
He doesn't need
to perform.
Is Emily
Blunt going to be Mary Poppins?
I think that sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So,
Julie Andrews turned it down, Mike.
We'll see a lot more of Miranda, but just not on stage.
Okay.
One more. Okay, I'll leave you with this. Everyone saw The Wolf of Wall Street here, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The douchebag that the movie's based on, who sold the rights to the movie, stole millions and millions of dollars from just white collar crime from his investors.
Right.
He is now suing the producers of The Wolf of Wall Street that he gave the rights to, because he says he was depicted in a bad light as a drunken, drug-addled executive, and it has affected his ability to make money.
He wrote the book, right?
Yeah, and when you sell your story, you have sold your story. Mm-hmm. You don't own it anymore.
You don't own it, and then they can take artistic license with it. They can do that.
Mr. Green is suing the producers, including Paramount Pictures, and now the judge has deposed and ordered DiCaprio to testify on the case. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow, he'll bring his vape cigarette and his noise-canceling headphones to the court.
You remember.
I did.
But thank you.
I guess what blew my mind about this story is that you think someone already got one over on the man, right?
Right.
They went to jail for a couple years for something that most people should go to jail for a lifetime.
Then they make a fortune on their story.
And then they make a fortune on their story, and then when they don't like the way the story is portrayed, they sue the company that paid them for their story.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Don't you love it when good things happen to good people, Mike?
Right.
And that is Oscarazzi for this week.
That's wonderful. I have to ask Ava Sambora about it. Thank you for that. That was a gift that keeps on giving. That's wonderful. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the final audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And hi to everybody at Ocean City. Want to say that on a Friday as you're going out for your french fries. Do you have one coming up?
I do. Cool? As a matter of fact.
I look forward. We got some good promos for our new radio station down in Ocean City. So I better stop talking. We better get right to the commercial break, everybody. Bye. Hey, a special announcement for all all of my D.C. area listeners, if you're heading down to the beach, make sure to check out The Mike O'Mara Show. We can be heard Monday through Friday on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. I'm going through these little cards here. I got my new blue apron coming to the house today.
Oh, good.
And, many of our listeners have enjoyed Blue Apron, and these meals are so spectacular. They are so friendly calorie-wise, and they are so easy to prepare, and you get to do all the cooking yourself at Blue Apron. All ingredients are not created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients taste better, and they're better for you. I'm looking at Grains of Paradise crusted steaks. Take a look. Can you guys see the picture?
Oh my God.
I love Grains of Paradise.
They're fantastic. They know that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. Blue Apron sets the highest quality standards for their community of suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. How about pan-seared chicken with smashed Yukon potatoes and creamed peas?
Mm.
Oh, my God. Or spiced queso and pickled red onion tacos with green beans, avocado, and toasted pepitas.
Nice.
That's what I'm talking about. When it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease, you can't beat Blue Apron. Check out this week's menu and get two meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible meals with blueapron.com/TMOS. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, you will know it as soon as you try it, is a better way to cook. So enjoy it today. Let's open up the audio vault for Friday, June 17. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
On the East Coast right now, it's just after 10 o'clock, which means we're just about 48 hours from my family trying to slap something together for me.
Father's Day. Yeah, isn't that exciting? I have no idea what's going on, but today I said no cake.
No cake. Good, yeah, good. No cake. But, Mike, I did want to share this greeting to you.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Right back at you.
And thanks. When I put Father's Day into the search feature of my computer, you know, I've been collecting audio for so long, sometimes I find things that I forget that I had.
Okay.
And you say no cake. You don't want a physical cake in your home. But what if we talk about cake?
Now it's time.
Your way over for Father's Day. Yeah, that's a great gift.
To send a Carvel cake, call 1-800-327-GIFT. And don't forget to pick up this coupon flyer at your local Carvel dealer for savings on Fudgy the Whale and much more.
Your participating Carvel dealer also has Huggy the Bear and Cookie Puss dolls. You'll love them. Thank you.
Visit your participating Carvel ice cream store for Cookie Puss and Fudgy the Whale. And
my favorite, our dear friend Patton Oswalt, when he was doing a Carvel bit, said that they take the pan.
Yep.
They take the pan and put it upside down to create a new character.
Yeah.
So that's why the St. Patrick's Day cake that comes after the Christmas cake makes the leprechaun look deformed. Patty O'Cripley. Patty O'Cripley. That's one of my favorite bits that he ever did. Patty O'Cripley from your participating Carvel ice cream store.
May he rest in peace, Mike.
Yeah, that business has been out of the game for a long time.
But right? Delicious to the end.
Yes. So, do they still have Carvel products?
I think they do, but they have the stores. Yeah. I don't think they have the stores, but you'll find them at your
Giant.
Yeah, your Giant will have it. I keep my cell phone on my nightstand. When I go to bed at night,
yes,
I turn the ringer off. But last night, I started hearing, and they were all saying the same things. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, when meatloaf falls down, I know it. You don't need to tell me.
We didn't even get to it today, but I'm so glad you have it in the audio vault.
Yes.
And this was kind of a slow descent. He's in stable condition.
He's
correct?
In stable condition, yes. And Mike, the audio for
as
the actual
as we tape this
fall,
show, so please don't yell at us if something happens.
There was not much to hear when he was singing, I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that. So what I did is I went back to another incident that was more indicative of what happened. Here's Meatloaf on stage.
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
And our best wishes to Mrs. Loaf.
Mrs. Loaf.
As he is in stable condition. And also, you know, that was created for a collapse some years ago. He collapsed last night, and I would be not doing my job if I didn't mention the last time I saw him at Wolf Trap, he fell into the orchestra pit.
Let me just say that. All right. So if we can research how many times he really has fallen
yes.
at concerts, maybe by Monday's show, he'll be in better shape and we can really just do a whole segment on it.
Or maybe not. We'll see. Oh, he's in stable condition
now.
Rob,
you're going to hex somebody. Like, I hope he's okay.
I do too.
I really hope he's
Mike,
okay.
Mike, did you know that Bob Rivers is only semi-retired?
Bob Rivers, the DJ?
The disc jockey that made his name with his parody records. He's only semi-retired.
He was in Baltimore for a while, wasn't he?
I believe so.
I think I met him at a DJ convention one
time. Let's see how long this one goes without getting blown up. I don't know if it's fair to parody record a novelty record, but let's see.
I am officially running for President of the United States. Now, when he started running, no one thought we'd see.
Great at the beginning. Great opening. Grab me opening. But then they made the mistake of putting in lyrics.
Because he's just not funny. That's the problem.
Here's the thing, though. If you had just used Trump clips.
Yes.
And had King Trump in the back, I would have been all in. I would have gone almost the whole day with it. But it's like when he started running, people did it there. Everybody wants to see the man with orange hair. I guarantee orange hair is somewhere in there.
You might have just pulled the first lyric.
Is orange hair? Please play it. All right, let's just see what it is.
Let's see what it is. I only listened to it once.
Guys, something about orange hair will be in there.
For President of the United States.
I have not heard this. That is the God's honest truth, okay? I have not heard
when he started running, no one thought we'd see people stand in line to see the Orange King.
Orange King. Yeah, you get full credit.
Yeah, the first line, I get credit.
You get full credit. All right.
Orange King.
The NBA Finals going to Game 7 with the Cavaliers winning last night.
Game 7.
But maybe the best moment.
Cleveland plays the way they do last night. This will not be even a contest in the end, but it's going to be in California. We're going to have to wait and see what happens.
Cavalier J.R. Smith's daughter was being interviewed before the game by Lindsay Zarniak, friend of the show.
Yes.
Good to see her on the big network venue. But this is funny. Little girl talking about her dad, Junior Smith, or J.R. Smith, sorry.
What is it like for you to watch your dad get ready to play this game?
I'm just proud of him because he made the championship without getting kicked off the team.
Made the championship without getting kicked off the team. Yeah. That's so cute.
Because a kid doesn't know that being cut or your contract not being renewed isn't being not being kicked off the team,
yeah,
right?
Kicked off the team. That is fantastic.
Like not being played with on the playground. Or
that's great.
Caddyshack. Everyone knows this line, right?
The Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
Himself, the 12th son of the Lama. The flowing robes, the grace.
Striking.
Striking, really. So yesterday, let's close with this. On Fox News, Brett Baer was interviewing the Dalai Lama.
By the way, that guy, have you seen a picture of that dude? I mean, Brett Baer?
No, I haven't.
What is his problem? he's the oddest looking television personality I think I've ever seen. He looks like a children's bobblehead toy.
Now, is it awkward when you watch him on television?
Oh, my God, you're right. Like a marionette doll.
He looks like a doll. He looks like, have you seen?
Oh, that guy? It's that guy.
It's that dude.
Yeah, why me worry? He looks like Alfred E. Newman.
Alfred E. Newman.
All right, so just that it's awkward to see him anyway, he actually goes down this line of questioning with the Dalai Lama.
Last thing. Have you ever seen the movie Caddyshack?
What?
Caddyshack, the movie?
You don't know the movie?
I love him now.
The part about the Dalai Lama? Have you ever played golf?
No.
You're not a big hitter?
Then Batman.
But not golf?
No.
I love this.
There's a classic movie called Caddyshack where they talk about the Dalai Lama.
I see.
I had to ask you about it.
I don't know.
Big hitter. He doesn't know. He does play badminton, though.
I forever love
him.
This
is awesome.
That is absolutely
the cojones to actually ask
you're not
him
a big,
that.
And just to say, do you ever watch Caddyshack? You're laughing then. And then for people all over America that adore that, you're not a big hitter. That is
big hitter the Lama. Big hitter the Lama.
Big hitter the Lama.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That is awesome.
Thanks.
All right. All right. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with our show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. And remember, get on our website and make sure that you check out a wonderful interview we do with the big poobah at Omaha Steaks.
It's good. It's good. Mm-hmm.
Lovely little thing you'll check out. It's a little extra bonus. Get our bonus show. Make sure we tell you to get tickets to the improv, but they're sold out already. And that's it. Have a fabulous weekend. Enjoy your Father's Day, daddies. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Happy Father's Day, Pop.
Ciao, ciao.
It's Ivy, Mike.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.